Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to today's deep dive. For decades, you've probably seen the chief people officer viewed as basically the company mechanic.
Right, just fixing things.
Exactly. Handling payroll, maintaining compliance, keeping the operational gears turning. But AI is commoditizing all of that operational work almost overnight. And rather than being a threat, it's actually the biggest strategic opportunity the CPO has had in a generation.
It is. It's a massive shift. I mean, if you look at how the C-suite tackles AI today, there's just a glaring blind spot. The CEO demands results, right?
Yeah, of course.
And the CTO buys the tech stack, the CFO approves the budget, but none of them are asking the crucial question, which is our workforce actually structured, skilled, and, you know, culturally ready to adopt this technology?
And that readiness is entirely the CPO's domain. We're looking at a briefing today from the Incremental Pathway, or TP, that argues the CPO is the ultimate catalyst for turning AI from, like, isolated productivity hacks into actual organizational growth.
Yeah, but to pull that off, their entire department has to pivot. They have to move from operational maintenance to strategic design. What's fascinating here is how the TIPI briefing outlines this by contrasting conventional HR roles with entirely new drivers.
Right, so let's break those down.
Yeah, take employee engagement. Traditionally, that's measured by surveys and retention perks. The new driver is what TIPI calls closing the white space.
Wait, the white space?
Yeah, the gap between deploying AI and actual adoption. So the CPO has to ensure AI usage compounds across teams. Like, if one analyst builds a brilliant AI prompt to clean data, that can't just die as a solitary user trick.
Oh, I see. It needs to be captured and turned into the team's standard operating procedure.
Exactly.
So it's less about general morale and more about scaling capabilities. Speaking of capability, the briefing mentions shifting training to capability building, but tied directly to financial outputs.
Right. Instead of celebrating how many employers finished a compliance video, you're measuring if that training actually moved the needle on sales metrics or, you know, reduced production errors.
Which brings us to retention. The goal isn't just universally lowering turnover anymore. It's about protecting the human core.
Yes, the human core. You are actively identifying and retaining the people whose judgment and creativity AI simply cannot replace.
Here's where it gets really interesting for me. It's basically the shift from being a mechanic who merely replaces broken parts to being the architect who designs the assembly line itself. You look at a process and decide, okay, does this specific node need human judgment, an AI agent, or a hybrid workflow?
That is the absolute essence of what TIPIO calls intelligence architecture.
But wait, if I'm the CPO and I start dictating that half the data analysis team should be transitioned to an automated workflow, the CTO is going to tell me to stay in my lane.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So how does a CPO actually claim that kind of structural power without triggering a massive C-suite turf war?
Well, if you just walk into a board meeting and demand to be the intelligence architect, you will definitely get shut down. You cannot mandate this change. You have to embody it to earn the authority.
Show, don't tell.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, TIP lays out four sequential stages for the CPO, starting with something deeply personal. Stage one is transform yourself. You have to use AI daily in your own work to actually understand where it creates leverage.
Because you can't architect a system you don't understand yourself.
Precisely. Then, once you have that fluency, you move to stage two, which is enable the function.
Meaning HR itself.
Right. You automate the HR administrative layer first. Think about all the time spent routing leave requests or answering basic benefits questions.
It's endless emails.
Yeah. Build an internal AI agent to handle that, and you suddenly free up your own team's capacity to do that strategic capability building.
So you're cleaning your own house first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that leads right into stage three. Make HR the lighthouse. You use your transformed people department as the working example for the rest of the company.
Because other departments adopt new behaviors much faster when they see a working model, rather than just reading a top-down mandate.
Right. Which means by the time you reach stage four, entering the strategy dialogue, you aren't just bringing opinions to the CEO. You're bringing undeniable evidence.
You're saying, look, we automated 40% of our HR admin, reallocated that headcount to strategic planning, and here are the results. You've already proven the architecture works.
Yeah. The competitive advantage in the next 5 years won't go to the company with the flashiest technology. It will go to the company with the readiest workforce.
That makes so much sense. For those of you listening and looking to accelerate that shift, the insights from the Incremental Pathway are a really solid starting point. You can explore their frameworks at incrementalpathway.com to see how your people function can navigate this transition and actually drive growth.
You know, before we wrap, there's a lingering implication to all this. Okay. Yeah, we talked about AI handling the operational work while we retain that human core of high-level judgment.
Yep.
But if AI is doing all the foundational grunt work, the spreadsheets, the basic code, the initial drafting, how will your future entry-level employees ever develop that expert judgment? I mean, they usually build their intuition by doing that very grunt work.
Well, yeah. If they skip the foundational labor, where does the human core come from a decade from now?
Exactly.
We're building a system that requires expert judgment, but potentially eliminating the training ground for it.
Yeah.
Well, that is definitely something for you to mull over. Until next time.